في الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال: كم لبثتم في الأرض أدد سنين؟ قالوا: لبثنا يوما أو بعد يوم فاسأل العادين. قال: إن لبثتم إلا قليلا لو أنكم كنتم تعلمون. صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable ulama, respected Huffaz, elders and brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin with the praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our leader, our mentor, our teacher, our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, the beginning of a new year is celebrated in different ways by various communities. As Muslims, we do not celebrate the beginning of a new year. But we do use this occasion, to reflect on the passage of time, and our own mortality. Respected elders and friends, our life is measured in time. We grow in time, we live in time, and we perish in time. We grow in time, we live in time, and we perish in time. Time is the capital that is allocated to each and every individual in the midst of our living. And time continues on this endless journey. Each day, each one of us is given 24 hours. And what we do with that is entirely left unto us. We can either invest it or we can squander it. Hassan al-Basri rahimahumullah, a famous Muslim scholar who was taught by the close companions of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that I have lived in times where people were more careful about how they spend their time than how they spend their money. I lived in a time when people were more careful about how they spent their time than how they spend their money. Let us just look at some aspects of time, friends. Firstly, time is ceaseless. It cannot be stored. It cannot be stopped. It cannot be reversed. Time is fleeting. Its movements create the past, create the present, and create the future. What was yesterday is not today. What is today will not be tomorrow. Time constantly changes our circumstances. However much that we may remember the past, or we may anticipate the future, we live in the present. That is why our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, seize the opportunity of your youth before your old age, your health before you become sick, your wealth before you become poor, your spare time before you become occupied, and your life before death. We have the opportunity to invest our time wisely, to strengthen our faith, to do good, to persevere, to become a better believer, and to seek forgiveness, and to ask others to forgive us, to change how we see others, to change how we see ourselves, to add value to our lives, and to add value to others. Again, Hassan Basri rahimahumullah so beautifully said, he said, at the beginning of every day, a caller calls out and says, O son of Adam, I am a new creation and a witness of your deeds. So take provision from me, because when I pass, I never come back. When I pass, I never come back. So time is ceaseless. Secondly, time is a great teacher. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاكِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. That have you not traveled in the land to see the nature of the consequences of those who disobeyed Allah? So time is a great teacher. And when the Quran talks about past events, it often speaks of them as if they are in existence at this moment. Allah says, did you not see? Did you not travel? So Allah is painting the picture of like how it's happening now. It asks us to recall historical occurrences in the same manner that we recall events of our own lives. It uses a language and a direct mode of expression that encourages us to erase the distance between ourselves and those past events. So time is a great teacher. Time and the perception of time can be misleading. Thirdly, you and I know, friends, that time may seem very short for those who are rejoicing. It's very short for those who are rejoicing. When you're rejoicing, when you're happy, when you go on a holiday, and you have to come back, but you say, oh, it's time for me to come back already. Time is so short. So time is very short for those who are rejoicing, and it is very long for those who are anxious or grieving. It is only when we enter the realm of the eternity of time in the hereafter that we will realize how short this life was. قَالَ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ سِنِينَ. Allah will ask, what number of years did you stay on earth? قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْدَ يَوْمٍ. And humanity will answer, oh Allah, we stayed for a day or a part of a day. We stayed for a day or a part of a day. Our challenge is ensuring that we do not squander our one day existence. Listen to this, friends. Our challenge is we do not squander our one day existence at the cost of an existence that will never come to an end. قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْدَ يَوْمٍ. We will tell Allah, but I lived in the earth for a day or a part day of. So our challenge is not to squander this one day or a part day of for a life that is going to be forever. What is the reality of our lifespan? You and I know, at the time of our birth, Adhan is called at the right ear, and Iqama is called in the left ear, even though there is no Salah performed in between. We know when a child is born, this is one of the sunnah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the five sunnahs that needs to be carried out when a child is born. We give Adhan in the right ear, and Iqama in the left ear, but there is no Salah in between. The adhan at the time of birth and the salah will be performed at the time of death. Your adhan is given at the time when you are born, and your salah will be performed at the time of your death. Life, therefore, is no longer than the period between Adhan and Iqama. Life is between Adhan and Iqama. Again, Hassan al-Basri rahimahumullah said, the world is of 3 days. As of yesterday, it's gone. It has vanished. Will it ever come back? May. As for tomorrow, we may never see it. As for today, it is yours, work on it. So these are the 3 days of our lives. Yesterday is gone, never to come back. Tomorrow, we might not see. Today is the only day that we have. Your eternity depends on how you spend your time wisely. And Muharram is the starting of the Islamic month, of the Islamic year, in which we begin our lunar calendar. It commemorates the hijrah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam to Medina, where he was welcomed in this beautiful sanctuary of Medina Munawwara. And there are four sacred months that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of: Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, and Rajab. Respected elders and friends, we need, you and I know, that come the end of December, everyone makes resolutions. As Muslims, we should be making resolutions on a daily basis. Now is the time to engage in reflection and to resolve to make a shift to do better. We know that we are going to be judged by our intentions. So let us try to have only good intentions for the rest of the year, inshallah. We have good intentions in our heart that, Allah, I want to do good. Oh Allah, I want to perform my 5 times salah wa jama'ah. Oh Allah, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do that. In the interim, if your life has to pass, inshallah, you'll be rewarded for your intention. So have good intentions. And together with that, have a resolve and a resolution that what happens is many of us carry unresolved issues in our lives. And these clutter our lives. We have this unresolved issues with ourselves, with our spouses, with our children, with people at work, with whatever it may be within our communities. We have unresolved issues. And what happens? These issues clutter our lives and prevent us from true spiritual connection. It is hard to gain closeness to Allah when we harbor grudges against people. Sometimes it's real, sometimes it's imagined. And forgiveness is the key. It does not exclude, when you forgive, it does not exclude the other person's actions. But what it does, it sets you free. Respected elders and friends, at the end of the financial year, the businessman takes stock. He calculates his financial statements. He assesses his profits and losses. At the end of an academic year, the student takes an examination which finalizes whether he has passed or he has failed. Like that, life is like a business enterprise, with each year representing our financial year. With each year representing our spiritual financial year. Each year carries profit and losses according to our actions. And each good deed is a profit and each sin is a loss. Each good deed is a profit and each sin is a loss. A Muslim reflects over the net result of this year. He expresses gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the guidance of doing good deeds by which he secured spiritual profits. He reviews his weaknesses or his losses, and accordingly he repents, and then he makes time to improve on this year. Use this period that Allah has given us, friends. There were so many who might have been with us and they no more. Use this period to reflect, to resolve, and to reclaim what we truly meant to be as believers. Allah has given me and you, each day that we wake up is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each breath that we take is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many breaths you and I have left, we do not know. Each breath, let us use it with good intention to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are in these blessed days. Today is the 9th of Muharram, tomorrow is the 10th of Muharram. Those who can have the capability and the ability to fast can either fast today and tomorrow, those who are fasting. Otherwise, on Saturday and Sunday, the hadith of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that it is a means of our expiation of the previous year. It is also comes in the hadith of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that after the month of Ramadan, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to look forward to the month of Muharram. It is known as the month of Allah, and he used to look forward to the fast of the month of Muharram. In fact, the fast of Muharram was first obligatory, and when Ramadan came, then Ramadan became obligatory. So whatever we can score in these few days, inshallah. And together with that, another important sunnah is spending on our family tomorrow. Over and above the normal that we normally buy in the form of food, etc., we spend a little bit extra. Sufyan ibn Uyayna, rahmatullah alayhi, who was a great muhaddith, he said, I had done this practice for 50 to 60 years, and I had seen immense barakah and blessings in my rozi and my sustenance. We don't go extravagant. There's nothing like Muharram gifts and presents and all that. Nay, it's just whatever we spend our normal on the day, we spend a little bit extra tomorrow, and we spoil ourselves and our family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the understanding. Inshallah, tonight after the Isha Salah, advises more on Ashura, the historical events that took place on the 10th of Muharram, inshallah. Short advices will be given after the Isha Salah at the Masjid, inshallah. Salah Jamaat at 7:15. And we have this opportunity once again in this beautiful and Mubarak days to start our account by spending in the path of Allah, inshallah. What beautiful days to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not know for how long we will have this opportunity. So let us, inshallah, open our hearts, our wallets to the various activities, the masjid, the madrasa, and everything else that happens, inshallah. Allah will most definitely give us a share and bless us in our wealth as we spend in His path. May Allah give us the understanding. Wa akhiru ta'wana alhamdulillah. الحمد لله الذي جعل الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان وفضل زمانا على زمان كما فضل مكانا على مكان وإنسانا على إنسان ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي هدانا إلى الخيرات ومنها صوم عاشورا يوم الحسنات ونهانا عن المنكرات ومنها ما ابتدعوا فيه من المخترعات صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أقاموا الدين الواجبات منها والمندوبات وأبطلوا رسوم الجاهلية المحرمات منها والمكروهات وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد هان يوم عاشورا للناس فيه معروفات ومنكرات ظلماء فمن الأول استحبابان الصوم فيه فقد قال عليه الصلاة والسلام أفضل الصيام بعد رمضان شهر الله المحرم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام صيام يوم عاشورا أحتسب على الله أن يكفر السنة التي قبله وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام صوموا عاشورا وخالفوا فيه اليهود وصوموا قبله يوما وبعده يوما وكان عاشورا يصام قبل رمضان فلما نزل رمضان كان من شاء صام ومن شاء أفطر ومن الأول إباحة وبركة التوسعة فيه على عياله فقد قال عليه الصلاة والسلام من وسع على عياله في النفقة يوم عاشورا وسع الله عليه سائر سنته أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقطاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وكل الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة This let us ensure ourselves are straight shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line Try to fill in the gaps, stand as close as possible, ensuring we fill in the precincts of the masjid. الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله
أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إنا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم.
الله
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله 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 أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفضل. الفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأهلنا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم رب اجعلنا مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.